Three indications that you're losing ground. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 139. Welcome to April Madness. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. And I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, a podcaster, author, and speaker. And here we are. You're aboard. And I just had an exciting weekend. I was in Anaheim, got a chance to see the regional semis and finals, but I didn't. Didn't see them. I was there. I mean, I was at a conference. I was within walking distance of going. And maybe I'm mad. I'm mad that I didn't go. Maybe I'm just mad, a madman, because I didn't go. Well, it all comes down to money, doesn't it? My team wasn't in there, and I wasn't going to pay $130 for a ticket. Wouldn't want to go alone, so I'd have to double that to $260, and I didn't. I missed it. But I did go to the Dodger game, my L.A. Dodgers opening weekend against the Arizona Diamondbacks, so I got a chance to see some baseball, which is really cool. Nothing like Dodger Stadium, right? Well, that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to besides watching basketball on TV? Hopefully competing in your sport if this is your season. Parents, if your son or daughter competes, so do you, right? You're right there alongside them. Oh, well, this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future, and I'm digging in. Giving you takeaways that you can use immediately, and you can find every episode on my website, on the podcast page, or on your favorite podcast app, and that's the easiest way to get it. Make sure you get my free download. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. Go after that, all right? It's the Recruiting Power Pack. You get it at recruitme.com. I've got another free resource for you. It's the Recruiting Masterclass. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. And this is really step-by-step to your athletic scholarship dream. It's a video. Go ahead and watch that. You can find it on the resources page of my RecruitMe site. Just go to recruit-me.com and you'll find it there. I'll have a link there as well. And it's on YouTube too. You can do a search, but it's a recruiting masterclass. Great place to start if you're just getting going in this whole recruiting thing. I'm getting ready to... I'm working on a new book series, new recruiting book series. I'm working on the title, as you know, and haven't gotten to that yet. They're going to be handbooks, digging deeper than what you're getting in the athletic scholarship playbook. And so I just want to flesh out some of the things that you learn in the playbook, some of the things you need to know, that like a lot of the things we go through in the podcast, and it'll be in book form, and I'm working on that. So help me with a title. Handbook? I don't know. That doesn't sound very exciting. I was thinking like Recruit Me Blue would be one. Recruit Me Red would be another. Recruit Me Green would be another one. That's an idea as well. Just shoot me an email, john@recruitme.com. This week, we're going to be talking about something that is like the opposite of what we did a couple weeks ago. So a couple weeks ago, you learned about three clues that you're making progress, and this week we're talking about three indications that you're losing ground. And we're going to get right into that after we first take a look at our athletic scholarship playbook tip of the week. And it's this from page 47. Do the opposite of what everyone else is doing, and you'll make an impression. Do the opposite of what everyone else is doing, and you'll make an impression. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you're just going to You want to stand out. You want to be different. You don't want to just fall in line with all the other recruits and try to get noticed and make an impression on the coach. You want to do something different. And so I say, try doing the opposite of what everyone else is doing. Everyone else is filling out those online forms, which take forever. And I recommend you don't do that, but you do the opposite. Everyone else is sending emails. I recommend that, hey, why don't you try regular mail with a big envelope, big packet, get that in front of the coach, and the coach will remember you. You want to be memorable. So that's just a couple things that you can do to do the opposite. You want to stand out without being obnoxious, of course. And the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, great tool for you. It's available on Amazon and getting a lot of good comments about that. So what are these three indications that you're losing ground? You may be looking at the wrong things as indicators that you're losing ground. For instance, you may have had a coach tell you that he's not interested, and you're going, oh, that's a real setback. Really counted on that school. It's discouraging. You may have a couple of coaches that say the same thing, but actually, that may send you in the right direction. It helps you narrow your choices or understand where your best fit is. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Why is it that the coach is not interested? If you get that information from the coach, coach had a reason for not being interested or for losing interest in you. There's a reason. Find that out. So instead of that being a setback, that's a help to move forward, to really thrust forward. Turn that around. So the things you might think are obvious, maybe you need to dig a little deeper. And what I want to do in this episode is give you three things that are indications that you're losing ground that you may or may not have thought about. But let's take a look at these. First of all, I would like to say 30 or more days of inactivity. When you hit the 30-day mark and there isn't any action, that is an indication you're losing ground. You can't just stand still in this recruiting process. If you're idle, you're really going backwards. I believe you understand that as an athlete or a parent of an athlete, because if you're not improving as an athlete, you really are going backwards because other athletes are improving around you and getting ahead of you. This whole thing of 30 days of inactivity, you're just going to coast for a while. To me, that's an indication you're losing ground. You've got momentum going in the other direction. You're doing exactly what I say don't do, and that is wait. Don't just wait. You've got to take action. So what is the solution to this? Simply do something. Don't sit down and make a six-month plan. So you've been inactive and you want to get this thing going again. Don't just sit down and make a six-month plan. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting out of that starting gate again. Do something. Just do one next thing. It may be simple. It gets your motion going again, moving in the right direction. I like what they say in football, keep your feet moving. If you keep your feet moving, good things happen. If you stand still, bad things happen. Tennis is the same way. If you ever watch tennis players, their feet are moving all the time, even when they're waiting for the serve. It helps you accomplish what you're trying to do as an athlete, and it's the same way in this recruiting game. Keep those feet moving. Then you can build your strategy. You do want to have a strategy. I'll be talking about that in the next episode, by the way. First of all, if you're inactive, become active. Just do something. One simple thing. Think about it. What is the next thing you can do in order to solve this problem of inactivity? What's the one thing you can do? You do that, then you'll continue on from there. So that's number one indication that you're losing ground, 30 days of inactivity. Second thing, another indicator is this. Your interest is waning and not winning. You're just kind of bored. You're just maybe not as excited about your sport. You may be not as excited about pursuing this, what used to be your athletic scholarship dream. You're just losing energy. Internally, it's just not a drive there anymore. And that can happen over a period of time. This is not a short sprint that we're talking about. So the solution to this, if this is where you are right now, where your interest is waning and not winning, ask yourself why. Why am I not as interested in this whole recruiting process? What's going on inside of me? Are you really not interested anymore, or are you just worn out? And I understand that. You might be just worn out. This may have been a one-year or two-year process, and man, you're exhausted emotionally. You're tired of contacting coaches. You're tired of this whole process. Getting calls from coaches used to be a really cool thing, and now it's kind of, it's in the way of what you really want to do. You're losing your vision, perhaps. So ask yourself that. This is a 5,000-meter race. It's not a 100-meter sprint. I used to say it's a marathon. Nobody likes to run marathons. Oh, I should say there are a few people who like to run marathons. It's a very small percentage of the population. And it's a very small percentage of athletes as well. I don't want to compare recruiting to a marathon, but let's call it a long distance race, okay, 5,000 meters. So understand why you've lost energy and interest and address it. That's the solution if your interest is waning and not winning. That is the second indicator that you're losing ground. And there's the solution. Third thing is the window is closing too fast. You look at things, you go, oh man, senior year, we're still not off square one, or we should be further down the road than we are now. You may feel that way in your junior year. You may even feel that way in your sophomore year. You got lots of time in your sophomore year. Parent, don't get excited, okay? You got a lot of time, but as the window of time closes, you may feel that crunch. That crunch of the amount of time you have left, and it doesn't match the opportunities that you like to have out there. You're looking into the future and you're saying, I don't know if I'm going to really, if we're going to get any offers. And that's tough. That's tough. The window is closing too fast. If that's the case, then that could be an indication that you're losing ground. The solution to that, let me give you a solution, is work hard and work fast. I tell families that come into the recruiting process late in the process that, yeah, the steps that I teach, the 5 or 6 steps that I teach, they work no matter what the timing is. But if you're late in the process, you've got to compress that. You've got to compress those steps because you are running out of time. The window is truthfully closing too fast. Compress those steps that I teach. Now, I want to issue a warning here. You may think the window is closing too fast, but it's maybe not, and you're panicking unnecessarily. Boy, there's a lot of, this is a nerve-wracking process, isn't it, this whole recruiting thing? And I don't want you to panic when you don't need to panic. So step back, see if really this is a problem, okay? So 3 indications that you're losing ground. 1, 30 days of inactivity. Secondly, your interest is waning and not winning. And third, the window is closing too fast. And I've given you solutions to all 3 of those. Hopefully that helps. Well, that's it for this episode. Wanted to really drill it home. Don't want to waste time. Your time is valuable. And if we don't use all 15 minutes, hey, you can use the 48 seconds somewhere else as you pursue your scholarship dream. Got questions for me? Go ahead and email me, john@recruitme.com. Next week, we're going to talk about how to breathe life into your recruiting campaign. We'll get to that next week. Until then, God bless you. We'll talk to you then.